Hi, I'm Danielle.
And I'm Haley.
And you're listening to Mickey with Minis. We're giving you real-life advice for exploring Walt Disney World with littles in tow from two sisters who've done it and lived to tell the tale.
You can make sure you don't miss a minute of Disney fun by subscribing to the podcast wherever you like to listen to them or by following Mickey with Minis on social media. Would appreciate a like or a review if you're so inclined.
And if anything you hear inspires you to start dreaming about your own Disney adventure, you can also support the show by using me, Danielle, as your travel advisor.
Just reach out to us at mickeywithminis@gmail.com so you can get planning.
But for now, get your ears on, buckle that park bag, and double knot those sneakers because we're off to the parks. Hey there, folks. Danielle here. I'm flying solo this week, and I'm coming in just under the wire. I think I had mentioned in a previous episode that we were planning to do an episode this week about Bippity Boppity Boutique, but Haley's house got the norovirus. Womp womp. And I really wanted the Bippity Boppity Boutique episode to include Haley's recent experience because it sounds like there were some kind of interesting things happening there. So we're going to hold off on that one for now. And that kind of works out great because there is so much else to talk about this week. But I kind of left it to the last minute just in case Haley's house had a miraculous recovery, which sadly they did not. So that's why I'm a couple hours late getting this out to you. Please forgive me. So if you're a Disney fan, you may already know this, but Disney Cruise Line sailings for summer 2025 are open today to the general public. And they made some other announcements about Disney Cruise Line this week. And you're going to hear from Haley about the cruise portion of her post-trip report, hopefully next week if everybody gets healthy over there. And then Sarah, who did a pre-trip report recently, is actually disembarking today and will be back on soon for a post-trip report. So it's just like the universe just wants me to talk about Disney Cruise Line right now, and I don't like to argue with the universe. So that's what we're going to do. So what I wanted to go through is some of the news, the cruise news that Disney dropped recently. But before I do that, I want to give you some sort of Disney Cruise Line basics. It's not like a full Disney Cruise Line 101. I'm not going to go super in depth. I just want to kind of give you enough of the shape of things so that the Disney Cruise Line news will make sense to you if you're new to DCL, which is what we often call Disney Cruise Line. So we're going to start there. I do hope to someday do like a full DCL 101, maybe even like an episode on each ship, because there's enough to talk about for each ship that you could do a full episode on each one. So we'll do like an in-depth situation at some point later, but this is just a little teaser to sort of get the lay of the land before we start talking about the news. And then before we dive in, I just want to remind folks that I am happy to help you with all of your vacation planning needs. I'm with Fantastical Vacations. We plan all Disney locations, including Disney Cruise Line, Universal, many other cruise lines, all-inclusive vacations, and more, and typically at no additional cost to you. So I just love getting to build exactly the right vacation for my clients and just helping them make memories that like mean so much. And it's basically the best job ever. So I want to do that job for you. So reach out to me at Danielle Griggs. Griggs, by the way, is G-R-I-G-G-S. Danielle Griggs at fantasticalvacations.com. And I spell that because my dad called my husband Greg Briggs for like a really long time, Briggs with a B. His name is John Griggs. So I'm Danielle Griggs at fantasticalvacations.com. Email me now. We'll get started. Plan your own fantastical vacation. It'll be a blast. Okay. So Disney Cruise Line basics. There are currently 5 Disney cruise ships in circulation. They all have different itineraries or destinations, different like home ports, different deck plans, different shows, different dining, different experiences. So here's just like a quick little overview of each ship, and then we'll talk a little bit about what they all kind of have in common. So the first ship was the Magic. That's part of what's called the Magic Class. These guys are like the smallest. I want to say it's around 2,700-ish people who can be on there. But the Magic is the OG. This came out in 1998. It is really bopping all over the Caribbean and the Bahamas right now. And this one is kind of Art Deco themed. And then the other ship, kind of the Magic's sister ship, is the Wonder. That was out in 1999, kind of similar to the Magic, but actually a teensy bit smaller. And this one is just going all over the place. It's in Alaska. It's on the west coast of the U.S. It's Australia, Alaska, Hawaii right now. And this one is Art Nouveau, which is like a little counterpoint to the Magic's Art Deco. And if you don't know what the difference between those two things are, I looked them up for you because I had way too much fun in New York City to be paying a lot of attention to my music history classes at NYU. And I did not remember what these were. So Art Deco is apparently more like industrial inspired, like kind of mechanical, like hard line, hard angles, straight lines, that kind of thing. And Art Nouveau is more like inspired by nature. So lots of like curves and spirals, very lavish. And it's kind of funny. You can actually totally see the difference. If you just Google images of the atrium in each of these two ships, you can really see how that style kind of comes through even just in that one space. So anyway, now you know, moving on. The Dream Class is the next one up. That's bigger, 4,000-ish. And that includes the Disney Dream, which came out in 2011. This one is going to be doing Bahamas, Caribbean, continental Europe, British Isles and Ireland, and Northern Europe. So really, again, all over the map, literally all over the map, all over the globe, all over the map. This one's Art Deco, but even like a little fancier. There's like lots of gold and crystals. The Disney Fantasy came out in 2012. That's looking at the Bahamas, Caribbean, Europe, very similar to the Dream. And this one is Art Nouveau. So again, they're doing this Art Deco, Art Nouveau kind of thing. And then, okay, the Wish Class. These are the newer guys. They're bigger-ish. So the Wish can do about 5,000 people. The Treasure looks like it's going to be closer to 4,000. So a little bit bigger maybe than the other class. But the Disney Wish came out in 2022, and it is kind of focused on the Bahamas. Very like fantasy focused, like fairy tale, very princessy. And that's what we have for current ships as of today, March 22nd, 2024. So that's as of this particular moment. So things that all of these different ships have in common, they've all got fitness options. They've all got spas. They've all got quick service and grab and go dining locations, standard table service dining locations, and then some elevated like extra cost adults only dining experiences. They've got kiddie pools. They've got splash play areas. They've got adults only pools, hot tubs. They have the kids clubs, the nurseries. They've got live entertainment. There's like a movie theater. All of these ships are like full service, amazing cruise ships, basically. One thing I should also mention is that this is kind of this is Disney Cruise Line specific. So Disney has a loyalty program called the Castaway Club. So it's different tiers based on the number of Disney Cruise Line sailings you've done. And it affects when you're able to book new sailings, sign up for port adventures, including the coveted cabanas on your island days. It affects your online check-in times. You have different windows depending on your status. And that means it can also affect your port arrival time. So depending on when you check in, you'll get assigned a different port arrival time. The earlier you do it, the better. So the good news is you are silver after just one sailing. So that is great. For gold status, you have to have 5 cruises under your belt with Disney Cruise Line. For platinum, 10. And Pearl 25. And then if you book concierge level, you basically follow the Pearl Club timelines for just about everything. Okay. Some other ships that are just like out there in the ether, they're coming. The Treasure is going to be debuting in 2024. And that is the Caribbean so far. And right now it's all kind of longer sailings, like 7-night sailings so far. This one is like adventure themed. I'm very excited about it. It's like a little darker, a little mysterious. And that's going to have its first sailing on December 21st, 2024. So that's really exciting. I do want to go on the ship desperately. It's going to be Haunted Mansion situation. I don't know. I really want to go on it. We'll see what happens. Also coming up is the Disney Destiny, and that is coming in 2025. This one is part of the news this week, so I'll get more into that in a minute. And then there's also, so this is in the, they're calling it the global class. I'm not sure fully what that means, but this is the Disney Adventure, which we also expect to see in 2025. It's a little bit of a different beast because it's the only ship that's like not built by Disney. It was purchased as partly finished from this Hong Kong company that I think went under during COVID. And so Disney bought the ship. They're like refurbing, refinishing. And its home port will be in Singapore. So, you know, likely focused on the Asian market. And this one is interesting because one thing about Disney Cruise Line is there's no casinos. So we'll talk a little bit about how that's different, how Disney Cruise Line is different than other cruise lines. But a lot of cruise lines have a casino on board and Disney does not. And they use that space to like, you have other amenities, basically. But I lived in China for a bit and like casinos are much more part of the culture there, like sort of an expected entertainment option for adults. So I think it would almost be weird to have an Asian based cruise ship that does not have a casino on it. So I'll be interested to see what they do with that there. But the again, the Adventure is just like a little bit of a different beast. It doesn't seem to be following like the same patterns as the rest of the Disney Cruise Line ships. Okay. Why Disney Cruise Line? What is different about Disney Cruise Line? The first thing, the big thing, is rotational dining. This is a pretty cool thing. So basically, there's typically three main like standard restaurants on each ship that are included with your fare. And what happens is you rotate from one to the other. So, you know, you're at one night, then you go to a different one the next night. Then you go to a different one the next night. If it's a longer ship, you might repeat. Longer sailing, you might repeat. But your servers come with you. And so you just get like a level of service. They get to know you. They get to know your preferences. You get to know them. You get to find out, like, learn more about them. And the service is better because of that. It's not new staff learning you every day. It's the same people. And so you kind of develop more of a relationship and that's great. So rotational dining, big thing for DCL. The other thing is the kids clubs. So you have to be 6 months old to go on Disney Cruise Line, at least 6 months. For kids 6 months to 3 years, they have a nursery. It's called It's a Small World Nursery. It's super cute. This is paid. There's a fee. I forget what the amount is off the top of my head, but it's not crazy. It's not like, it's definitely not as much as I pay babysitters here to take care of my kids. So it's not crazy expensive, but you do have to book time there. So, you know, there's a limited capacity and you can book some hours in advance. Haley talked about this recently. I think in her pre-trip report about her vacation. So if you want to know more about that, like specifically, you can go back and listen to that one. But you book some of the time in advance, and then the other time you can book while you're on the cruise. And it's just, you know, a matter of availability. But the other kids clubs are included in your fare, and you don't have to book specific times for them. You do register, but like you don't have to book specific times that your kids are going to be there and not be there. So from ages 3 to 10, there's the Oceaneers Club and or Lab, depends on the ship you're on. This looks awesome. And I wish that I was 3 to 10, maybe. I don't actually. I don't want to do my teenage years like over again. But I wish that I could go and like hang out at the Oceaneers Lab. It looks so cool. But it's like super themed. There's all these different areas that have like different themes. There's different activities you can do. It's run by like super friendly, amazing cast members. And kids are obsessed with this thing, particularly this level of kids club. They're obsessed. Like they don't want to leave. Parents are like, please, no, we're on a family vacation. Come eat dinner with me, please. Like, you know, they love it. So this, even shy kids tend to be cool with it. So like, this is pretty awesome. And it lets you have some, you know, adult time. You can go to the adults only pool. You can check out a lounge your kids wouldn't be into and that kind of thing. Okay, so 11 to 14 year old kids go to something called the Edge, which is more like a tween hangout situation. I gather lots of video games are played, but looks very cool. And then 14 to 17, they go to someplace called the Vibe. So again, included, don't need to be booked in advance. This is pretty awesome. And the quality of the kids club experience is supposedly like blows every other cruise out of the water, basically. So out of the water, I did that by accident. Wow, I'm good. Okay. Actually, no, that's terrible. I should be a skipper on the Jungle Cruise. okay. Other stuff that sets DCL apart. Private islands. Their private islands are awesome. So right now there's Castaway Key. And coming up soon, there will be Lookout Key at Lighthouse Point, and that's in the Bahamas. So some ships will go to one or the other. Some go to both. Some go to one twice. Some don't go at all because obviously they're not like bopping down to the Bahamas from, I don't know, a northern fjord cruise or whatever. So if you're down in this area of the world, you're probably popping into one of these islands, and they're not just like it's not just like, oh, go hang out at the beach that day, although you can. There's like a full-on water park, like in the ocean, basically, and there's tons of different activities you can do. There's a kids club on the island. There's, you know, there's dining that's included as part of your cruise. It's like all part of the situation. There's cabanas you can book if you're very lucky, or Pearl or Concierge. They're really hard to get. There's like a 5K you can do. Like, there's just it's a ton of stuff. There's some snorkeling situations, just a ton of stuff to do. And so it's not really just like they sort of drop you off on a beach for the day. There's like tons of activities and stuff. So that's pretty special. Very cool. I mentioned this before, but another thing that's a little different about DCL, no casinos. Again, possibly the Adventure is going to have one. It's just like kind of a different thing. I'm like neither here nor there on the casinos. I guess I could sort of almost see me getting sucked into a casino on a cruise ship and like forgetting to do the cruise part, you know? Like, I don't know. I don't really want to go to a casino on a cruise, but other people do. It's just not a thing they do here, and they focus on other things. So, and I guess the other thing that's really special about Disney Cruise Line is the Disney-ness of it. So it's the Disney magic, right? It's like, it's the service, it's the theming, it's the seamlessness. It's like everything you expect from Disney World, but on a boat, you know? They just have this, like experience, this like feeling down in a way that just nobody else does. And it's, you know, it's hearkening back to all of the, your childhood Disney memories, like your memories from Disney movies, from the parks, like it's the characters you have like an emotional attachment to. And there's tons of character meet and greets as well. So just really, I don't know, it's hard to put like a name on that, but it's pretty special. So that's the DCL thing, you know, that's the whole thing about it. So I hope that gives you kind of the shape of the Disney Cruise Line situation. And now here is some cruise news. Okay. I really like saying that if you can't tell. So the first thing is summer 2025 itineraries. They're out. So some highlights, the Fantasy is heading to Europe for the first time. The Magic is going to be based in Port Canaveral for the first time. This is like Disney's dedicated terminal for themselves. It's supposed to be gorgeous and just kind of a much easier experience than some of the other ports. So that's pretty great. Everyone is super psyched for the Treasure's debut and the Lighthouse Point opening. So that's like, those are the big things. Those are the headlines. But as I mentioned, your Castaway Club status affects when you can book DCL. So summer 2025 has actually been open for a few days for our Pearl status friends. That opened on March 18th. For the Platinum folks, it opened on March 19th. The Gold folks, March 20th. The Silver folks, March 21st. And today, everybody. So if you want to get in on this, don't forget to email me, because some of this stuff goes really quick. And the best time, like the best deal you're ever going to get on a cruise, 99% of the time, is right when the itineraries become available. It's very unusual for there to be like a sale later on. You know, the most we've seen recently is half off your deposit. So it's typically a 20% deposit to book. And, you know, they did a thing recently where it was, you know, only a 10% deposit, but you're still paying the same amount in the end. It's just less to put down at the beginning. So typically these prices are just going to go up as the cruise fills up and the demand stays high. People are super into cruising right now. Availability gets limited. So again, if you want in on it, now's the time, and I would love to help you out. So yeah, shoot me an email, right? The other big news this week. Okay. The Disney Destiny. I teased it a little bit earlier. This is coming in 2025, and we just got like our first real information about kind of the theming, like what we don't have a ton of specifics about what this is going to be, but they put out like a cute little video. It's kind of like comic booky looking on the video. I don't know. So now we know the Destiny is going to be heroes and villains themed, and everyone is freaking out. So in their kind of press release kind of info about this, they talk about they're drawing on the legacies of beloved Disney stories, characters, and theme park attractions, which is that's kind of what they do on all the ships. But they're like inspired by the tension between like good versus evil. And actually, I'm just going to read you what they had to say about it because they put it better than I did. They're inspired by the dynamic duality of every great Disney story. Opposing forces of light and dark drive characters to rise to their purpose. So that sounds very dramatic and cool. And they've confirmed there's going to be Disney IP like The Lion King, Hercules, 101 Dalmatians. So like right there, you're talking about Scar. You're talking about Hades, who's like my favorite. And Cruella de Vil. So those are awesome villains. And I will be so interested to see what this looks like. I kind of feel like it's like the treasure is like a little darker, a little mysterious, like a little, I don't know, a little more, a little more like almost not quite spooky, but like just it's a little, yeah, mysterious. I think that's the right idea. I kind of wonder if this is going to take that even like a little teensy step further. So I don't know. Can't wait to hear more. Very exciting. That's what's going on with DCL right now. Super exciting stuff. So if you want to be part of one of these amazing high seas adventures, again, Danielle Griggs at fantasticalvacations.com. I will help you out. And I just want to thank you all again for listening. I hope you're enjoying this content, even when it's just me. It's a lot funner when it's Haley too, but hopefully I'm not letting you down. I really appreciate that there are folks who tune in every week, no matter if it's just me or what we're talking about. And if you're listening right now, you could very well be our 2000th download because we were hovering right around there this morning. So we just really appreciate the support. We appreciate you so much. If you're so moved, we would love any ratings or reviews or anytime you're able to share us with a friend so we can keep growing. It's so funny. I feel like we hit 1,000 downloads. Like it took a long time to get there. And now it took way less time to get to 2000. So it's like you can feel it growing and we really appreciate it. And yeah, we're super grateful. All right, I'm going to call it a day here. But hey, stay safe out there. Stay healthy. It's officially spring. We're in the home stretch in New England to where we can like open the windows and get some fresh air in here and hopefully air out some of the germs. Wash your hands. Try not to get norovirus. And again, like just have a great week. Hopefully we'll be back Tuesday with Haley's cruise report, but it might have to wait until next week depending on their health over there. So we'll see. If not Tuesday, we'll see you Friday for our regular episode. And that's it for now. So see you real soon.